Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello and welcome, everybody, to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. And you got to know by now that this is Professor Greg Stephens. Excuse me. And we've talked a lot about covenant. And today, throughout this week and next week, excuse me, we're going to be talking about covenant partners. Greg, back in the very, very early days, back in the 80s, and, well, welcome yourself to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. My lovely wife, Gloria, is here. Glory to God.
Amen. So,
in Palm Springs, with my father in the faith, Oral Roberts. And he said, before we went to bed the night before, he said, we're going to get up early. I want you to help me write my partner letter. Well, this excited me, because I remember the first partner meeting that I was in. And the message that I heard that day, it revolutionized my life. And and the thing that Brother Roberts had impressed upon me, he threw his Bible at me. He said, what is this? And I said, it's the Word of God, it's the Bible. And he threw it at me, hit me in the chest with it.
Wow.
He said, they're letters, and they're just as anointed today as they were the day they were written.
Well, sure they are. Yeah.
So, then I came home and talked to Gloria about we're partners for Oral Roberts for $10 a month. And she said, where in the world are we ever going to get $10 a month?
Yes, sir.
And, but now, the thing that impacted my life so greatly is this, in the First Samuel.
Yes, sir.
So if you want to turn over there, in the 31st chapter. And then we'll get into all of the parts that's what he's here for. And for those of you that do not know about Professor Greg Stephens, he is First Covenant instructor at KCBC and has spent a lot of time in the Old Covenant, and very, very covenant-minded man. And so we're going to take advantage of his insight into the Hebrew language and his many years of studying situations like this. In the 31st chapter of 1 Samuel. And
30th chapter. Yeah.
30th chapter. Excuse me. 30th chapter of 1 Samuel. In the 21st verse, David came to the 200 men, which were so faint they could not follow David, whom they had made also to abide at the brook Besor. That's very misleading. It's not a brook. We'll show you that in a moment. They went forth to meet David and meet the people that were with him. When David came near to the people, he saluted them, then answered all the wicked men, the men of Belial, of those that went with David, and said, because they went not with us, we will not give them aught of the spoil that we have recovered, save to every man his wife and his children, that they may lead them away and depart. David said, you shall not do so, my brethren. With that which you shall not do so, my brethren, with that which the Lord hath given us, who hath preserved us and delivered the company that came against us into our hand. For who will hearken unto you in this matter? But as his part is that goes down to the battle, so shall his part be that tarries by the stuff, and they shall part alike. And it was so from that day forward that he made it a statute and an ordinance for Israel unto this day. Mm-hmm. Now, amen. Greg, the thing that I heard, Brother Roberts read that.
Yes, sir.
And he said, you're my partners. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the field. But you're my partners.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And everything that I have coming is equally shared with you.
That's correct.
And of course, my partners have heard me preach that. For instance, every soul that Gloria and I are preaching and teaching, healing and whatever. But for every person that comes into the kingdom of God through this ministry, our partners share alike in the reward of that.
Yes, sir. Well, it says in here that that's an ordinance for Israel. That's not for us. Well, no, that's not true. David's part of that covenant. Jesus will come from David. I'm in Christ Jesus. So that ordinance is part of us. We are fitly joined members. Paul will talk about this very thing. We'll unpack that later. But and because you were part of Oral War, I'm a partner of yours, which makes me connected to your partnership with Oral Roberts.
That's right.
Because it didn't end.
That's right. We still support Richard.
Yes, sir.
In many, many, many ways.
Because I'm a partner with you, I'm also receiving spiritually of all of that as well. What if you had not become a partner with Oral Roberts for $10 a month?
Oh.
It has blessed you. There's a principle you have to learn in the Bible. Blessing comes by association. And the Father knew that. And he wanted us to be joined together. The entire redemptive story is based upon covenant.
Mm-hmm.
The entire thing.
And that's what the Lord said to me. He said, they're not just partners. They're covenant partners.
Yes, sir.
And he said, you are committed to write them a letter every month. From now on. And you are committed to pray for them every day from now on. Well, Greg, I mean, we sit down to the table. And when we pray and receive the blessing of the Lord on our food, I pray for my partners. Mm-hmm. So it's a covenant.
Yes, sir.
And I'm sorely bound by that covenant.
Yes, you are.
I made that covenant promise to my partner.
It's as strong as your marriage covenant.
Yes, it is.
Because it's basically what it is. So if the entire skeleton of the Bible is built on this covenant, all redemption is on that. You remember what Jesus says, not a bone of him shall be broken, or that skeleton. That covenant's never broken. This is the frame that everything hangs on. God preserved the world through Noah. He initiated redemption through Abraham. He formed a people in Israel through Moses. He promised a shepherd king through David, who we know is Jesus. And he fulfilled every one of these covenants in him. So we're just as much covenant people as David was.
That's right.
In that story.
Oh, absolutely.
And you got to have that realization in your life. I am immensely blessed, my family, because I'm a partner of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Immensely blessed. But see, that also ties me to Oral Roberts. It also ties me to all the other ministers this ministry supports.
Yes, sir.
Because in heaven, that's the way they see it. They don't see it as, well, you were only a partner of this person or that person. No, we are fitly joined together. And that's why David knew he had to bless the guys who stayed back just as much. An army can't move without the supply guys.
That's right. And here's something you have to remember. In the military term, it's called quartermaster. That's everything. Food, supply, everything. Well, the quartermaster in this case was a lot of cattle that had to go along with them. They went on those forced marches.
That's correct.
They had, but when they got, they didn't want to drown the cattle in that torrent, which is anything but a brook, and drown the cattle. And these men that were taking care of those cattle and having to herd that bunch all the way through that forced march, they were just too weak. They couldn't do it. So David says, you stay back here and you take care of all that stuff. You take care of the cattle. You take care of all the business. All the quartermaster of this army while we go across this thing. Amen.
Absolutely right.
It wasn't a brook, it was a river.
Yeah, different times of the year, it floods. And, I mean, it's a torrent. And so there's two, depending on where they crossed at, there's one section that's easier to cross. There's a suspension bridge there today. In Israel, you can see
it. Now there's a picture of it right there.
That bridge. Now you can see the elevation of that. There, one side's desert, the other side's not. But as you look at that, that bridge is about the length of a football field. So it's not a small area. But there's all kinds of brush and water in the bottom of that. If you're chasing an enemy, where's the perfect place for an ambushment?
Right there. Yeah, where you get bogged down.
Where you're bogged down and you're trapped in. The other end of that, if you go further south on that wadi or brook of Besor, it's a ravine. I mean, steep walls on it. So the most logical place to cross is back there. But they have a video, I don't know if they've showed it yet, but we'll show this to you, of a modern rainstorm. There it is. There's a modern highway bridge. Look at when it overflows its banks.
My, my, my. It filled up that ravine.
The entire thing is filled up. And so it wasn't an easy crossing. But the whole thing setting that up, and we'll unpack this in the next day or two, they had just been on a three-day forced march before they went
before
to
that happened.
Before
yeah,
this happened. Right. So they're already tired.
And now they got to do it again.
And now they have to do it again. The Proverbs 13:20 says, speaking of covenant, he says, he who walks with wise men will be wise. It's who you associate yourself with and who you connect to. Mm-hmm. It's going to greatly influence your life because covenant partnership, Brother Copeland, began, you know this, in Genesis chapter 1. When God said, he spoke for six days and everything was good, he was working solo with that. When he created everything, for those 6 days, he's working solo. Then he brings man in and has Adam start doing things. He made a covenant partnership.
That's what he did.
So now man partnered with him, and everything God said was good. He never changed that. Covenant partnership with man is good. And that's what he expects from us.
God has always used people.
Yes.
And I'm going to say this, in order to redeem people, he had to become a person.
Yes. Yes.
And that person was Jesus.
Yes, sir. All those covenants culminated in him.
Yeah.
When you look at Joseph, he enters Potiphar's house and great blessing comes because he's in that house. And something bad happens to him there. He ends up in prison. The next thing you know, he's saving two nations, his own nation and Egypt. When Jacob returns to his own family, Laban, his father-in-law, says, please, I love this, please stay, for I've learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me because of you. Amen. That's covenant partnership.
Yes, it is.
That's the way it works.
Because of the
covenant that Jacob is in from Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, Laban has realized, and Laban didn't do him right, but Laban's learned, because of you, please stay, because of you, I'm blessed. And I believe, Brother Copeland, when we get
wherever that blessing is,
yes, sir,
that's where you need to partner.
That's right.
There was a partner in the blessing.
That's right.
Starting from the Garden of Eden, and then you come over into the book of Isaiah, where the blessing covenant of God is the Eden covenant.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Consider Abraham, from whence you were hewn, the rock from whence you were hewn.
That's correct. And that blessing has flowed all the way till it culminated in one person on this earth. His name was Jesus.
Yes.
And we're in Christ. Therefore, Galatians 3 says, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree. The blessing, that blessing
of Abraham,
of Genesis, might come upon the Gentiles. So we walk in that blessing. This is why we covenant together.
Yes.
This is why we partner together to do exactly what David said. And these guys are trying to get him to not bless the guys who stayed behind. He said, no, it can't be that way.
No, because God gave them into our hand.
That's exactly what he said. And and if you'll look at Abraham, there's another example we'll look at this week of covenant blessing, where God says, I can't do what we're about to do without telling my friend Abraham what we're about to do with Sodom and Gomorrah.
Now, friend.
Yes, sir.
He became the friend. That is a covenant term.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And in the book of James, it is correctly capitalized.
That's right.
He's the covenant friend of God.
Amen.
He's his friend. We use friend so loosely, but a covenant friend is a friend that sticks closer
yes.
than a brother. Amen. And remember why this is called the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it's His bond. And it's the covenant that He has established. He's a covenant-making God.
The New Testament will say, a new covenant established on better promises because it's fulfilled in Jesus. We're back to the place we were
yes.
at the very beginning. He found a path, we fell, and then He brought us right back to where we once were. Now, there's a major trap that's being set for David right here. And if you don't understand the background of this, you misunderstand what happens. David is living, what had happened is Ziklag. And if you look at 1 Samuel here, 30, what set all of that up where he gave that? It came to pass when David, verse 1, and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire. So that's just why they're after them.
Yes.
And you have to understand who the Amalekites are. What do you mean on the third day? David was not in town. His mighty men, 600 of them, were not in town. All that was there was the elderly, the women, and the children when the Amalekites came. So where was he? Why was he where he was? What had happened? And when you start unpacking all of this, you're going to see the picture. And I know we're getting close on time for today, but you're going to get to see the picture of this. If you go back to chapter 28, let me show you the situation David finds himself in. In 1 Samuel chapter 28 and verse 3, now Samuel was dead and all Israel was lamenting him. The prophet Samuel, who is also a judge, the last judge of Israel, had died. So the spiritual covering for King Saul and David is gone. So you're going to see some decisions that are about to be made from people that don't have a spiritual covenant person in their life. There's no one to speak into David's life. There's no one to speak into Saul.
Now, think about the things that David had no way of knowing.
Right.
He had no way of knowing that Samuel was the last of the judges.
No.
And at that point, Did he know Samuel was dead?
Yes, he did. I believe he did, based on 28. Now, Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him. Yeah. So he knew.
He knew he was dead.
But Samuel's the one that anointed him to be king. Now, at this time, David has been anointed to be king. He has defeated Goliath of the Philistines, and he has fled from Saul. And what's interesting is David is living in a place called Ziklag. Ziklag at that time is not part of Israel. So he's living outside of Israel. And Ziklag is a Philistine city. The people that he was the enemy with that defeated David is now living in their town. He's living with the Philistines. His spiritual covering is gone. He's running from Saul. And he's about to partner with the Philistines to attack Saul, which that's why he's out of town when the Amalekites come in and take all the women and children, which set up why they went after him, why they crossed the brook, why all this stuff happens. So it was a well-laid trap by Satan, and he's going to lose in this thing. But it's a well-laid trap for him to take David out before David ever becomes king, because it was a transition time from the time of the judges to the time of kings. Yeah. It's prophesied that of David would come the Messiah.
That's right.
So if he can take David out now before he ever becomes king, it's vitally important to him. And he got him when he didn't have a covenant partner priest to speak into his life.
That's right.
And this is why covenant partnership is so vital. You need a covering. Yes. I need a covering.
Yes. Everybody does.
Yes, you need to be connected.
Everybody does.
Yes, sir. I need that partner letter that I send every month.
Praise God.
I need this broadcast.
Yes, amen.
Especially in the times that we live in.
Yes, amen.
Now more than ever, Revelation says, make you kings and priests. You're out making a living. You're out being a king, but you need a priest to speak into your life, and so we need this partnership together. And you're going to see this thing play out in David's life as to what happens with him. You'll see the same thing in Abraham. Abraham comes back from battle, and he meets Melchizedek, and he raises his hand and swears all of this came from God. And that's exactly what David's going to do in that. God gave this to us. We're going to bless the ones that didn't go forward.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yeah, he said, I've lifted my hand to God. Never let it be said that any man made Abraham rich, but Almighty God. How? Through his covenant relationship with him.
And David's going to do that exact same thing. We just read it all ago in chapter 30.
And we're out of time.
We're on time.
Amen. Come on, Jeremy, help us on.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Papa. Listen, God is a covenant-making God. His word is his bond, and it's the covenant that he has established. And what we're learning is what it means to be covenant partners and how the blessing comes by association through partnership. And we saw examples of partnership with God and Adam in the garden, God and Abraham, even with Brother Copeland and Oral Roberts. And we're going to be learning more over the next 2 weeks about the power of covenant partnership.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV broadcast study notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes.
As a born-again believer, you're covered by a covenant. When you accepted Jesus into your life, you partnered with God and entered His covenant promises. With the Our Covenant with God package, two powerful resources by Kenneth Copeland, you'll learn of the irrevocable promise that you have through Jesus. In the Blood Covenant CD series, discover how your covenant with God was fulfilled through Jesus. It's an unbreakable agreement that lays the foundation for you to receive the breakthrough to victory coming into your life. In the mini book, Our Covenant with God, learn about the terms of your covenant agreement when you receive Jesus into your heart. God promised to never leave your side, and as His child, you have the blessing working on your behalf. Make the promises of God real every day. Put a demand on the anointing by faith to show up in your life. Turn your mind to what belongs to you in your covenant with God as you take hold of who you are in Jesus and who He is in you.
Covenant promises belong to you as a believer. Be sure to request our Covenant with God package free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Gain insight into your covenant partnership with God and discover how He fulfilled it in Jesus for you. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Partners, thank you. Thank you for coming alongside Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and helping them get this uncompromised word of faith out to people all over the world. Because of your partnership, KCM is able to send the broadcast, to send the magazine, host events, and offer products on the BVOV broadcast all free of charge. You, well, God makes it possible, but your partnership is fueling that. And if you feel the Lord is calling you to be a part of what Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are doing here through this ministry, consider becoming a partner. Go to kcm.org/partner for more information on covenant partnership. Now, KCM has some free resources to give you. It's called Our Covenant with God Package. It's an MP3 teaching and a book by Kenneth Copeland. And we encourage you to go deeper in your understanding of the meaning of God's covenant and how He fulfilled it in Jesus. The good news is sin has no more power over your life, and you can walk free in the redeemed life that is yours in Christ Jesus. So to get your free package, go to kcm.org. Now, the Branson Victory Campaign is just about a month away, so we want you to make plans to be there April 8th through the 10th, 3 power-packed days of praise and worship, and of course, the preaching of the Word of God. And I encourage you, set aside this time for your spiritual growth. Invest in your fellowship and relationship with God and come hear direction, get answers from God, be encouraged, be inspired, be refreshed as Brother Copeland ministers the Word. And Brother Jerry Savelle's going to be there as well. You don't want to miss this. Admission is free, so register today and get ready to receive. For all the speaker schedules and all the information about the Branson Victory Campaign, go to kcm.org and then join us right back here on the broadcast tomorrow. Brother Copeland and Professor Greg Stevens will be back to teach you to be covenant-minded and how direction comes from your covenant connection. Thanks so much for tuning in today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Today's Believer's Voice of Victory was brought to you by the partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org/victory offer to download or request a free copy of today's broadcast. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.